Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Welcome to I Saw This on the Internet, a show of talking about bizarre stories and topics with comedians and friends. I'm Kev on stage. Today's episode features my good friend Patrick Cloud, my good friend Tahir Moore, my good friend Lulu Gonzalez.
Hello.
You can submit stories to internet@kevonstage.com or pick your poisons. And you can listen here on YouTube, Facebook, maybe not Facebook, but YouTube for sure, and wherever podcasts are found. If you want to listen while you're at work and fake work. All right, today's topic.
Maybe not Facebook.
Facebook, I don't be posting everything.
All right. You should. They got money on Facebook.
Irish tight end Todd Furlong, he's a rugby player, is battling a potato addiction, according to his team nutritionist. They report that he eats 8 to 10 potatoes a day. The nutritionist says, hey, man, on game days, you can eat that many potatoes, but on a regular day, that's too many potatoes.
Y'all know about the potato diet, though?
Potato diet?
That's a real thing where you only eat potatoes. And one of the bouncers at the Laugh Factory, he's also a comedian, but he did that. He lost maybe 30 pounds in 4 months.
I thought potatoes made you gain weight.
Okay, they can, right?
If you work out, potatoes is great for you. Helps you.
Well, he does it in conjunction with also intermittent fasting. But it's a whole thing. Penn from Penn and Teller. He's heavy into that. That's how he lost
heavy
all that weight.
Potatoes?
Yeah.
Is he the one that doesn't talk?
Yeah. Nah, he's the one that does talk.
Eight to ten potatoes, like an apple? Just like eating?
Nah,
mash, baked.
I think he's
that's a lot of potatoes.
It looks like he's eating them in different kind of ways.
And it's because it's not like I really like these. It's like I'm addicted.
He'd be knocking them back like Cheez-Its.
Okay, so here it is right here. The rules are simple in a potato diet. It's a short-term dietary plan where an individual has to eat only potatoes for 3 to 5 days, followed by a week or months, depending on the person's requirement. This extreme eating plan focuses on consuming nothing but cooked potatoes for rapid weight loss.
It's a real thing. Boiled potatoes.
Yes, boiled or baked.
People think that you don't need carbs to lose weight. You actually do need carbs to lose weight.
Yeah, because they create energy and they burn off the fat.
Yeah, so you have to you can't just eat carbs and don't work out, though. You do.
I do.
All the time.
And I love potatoes. That's why I picked this story. I was just waffle fries, tater tots, baked potatoes, loaded, mashed.
So wait, I'm confused. So there's some foods that if... we're told to just stay away from, carbs. Don't eat carbs if you blah, blah, blah. But then those same foods, if you work out, will help you burn the fat?
For instance, people think, white rice isn't good. If you want to lose weight, don't eat white rice. Actually, white rice is really good for you. Better than brown rice.
See, really? All the white stuff is better than brown.
See, that's the bad shit.
That's how they get you, bro. Yeah.
Wait, brown rice ain't as good?
When you're working out, my trainer, he was like, I don't want you eating brown rice at all. Eat the white rice. It's better for you. And literally, I have to eat rice. That's how I started losing weight. I was eating rice twice a day.
Why white rice? Why the whites instead of the browns?
It's rice supremacy.
Rice supremacy?
Rice supremacy. Hey. What is y'all favorite type of rice? I'm
fried.
A big fan of
fried.
Oh, I meant grain. Oh. Y'all was doesn't matter what kind. Fried. I like basmati or jasmine.
Jasmine. I was about to say, I don't know a lot of the rice types.
Yeah.
Regular white rice.
Long grain fried rice.
You had to throw fried in there, huh?
Fried rice is top tier.
Top tier.
I wish y'all had it in St. Louis. I wish y'all had it so y'all could know.
I had it.
Okay.
You brought it to the show. I was surprised by how good the fried rice in St. Louis was. Black folks be loving Chinese food.
Yep. Yeah.
Chinese food places be in the hood.
Because you know why? I heard this at back in, forgot what war.
Korean War.
There you go.
Black people taught Korean people how to fry chicken.
Yeah, they taught them how to make fried chicken. So they was like, oh, we got to season all of this shit up.
Niggas making stuff. That show on Netflix, niggas make other food good.
Mm-hmm. And now they're like, this is Chinese food. Nah, man.
Korean people be fried. I remember.
So good.
Those are nigga noodles.
Finding out that black people taught them how to fry chicken made me feel so good.
It makes sense.
Because I felt bad being like, why is this fried chicken so good? Mm-hmm. And it tastes so close to black. The crispiness is really hard to match.
Yeah.
It's airy.
Shit was slapping.
Because like KFC, the thing I hate about their chicken, that skin, it feels like a warm paper towel.
They got that I just lost weight skin.
The chicken got stretch marks.
It don't match the breast.
I ain't never tasted 11 herbs and spices.
Nope, I taste
six,
three.
Max.
You taste six?
Maybe. Salt pepper. Maybe some garlic powder.
Yeah, you tasted
powder.
Four.
They are 11. What are they? And I don't want the secret. No. I'm curious.
Did you see the KFC movie?
Nah. With John Stamos?
No, not John Stamos.
I thought I heard about
AC Slater. I did a whole thing on this.
Slater.
I did a whole rant on this. There's a movie called...
It's called Recipe for Seduction.
And it's a young Colonel Sanders, but he looked old as fuck. He got white hair.
That's real?
That's real.
That's recent.
Lifetime made this movie with KFC.
Ain't that Mario Lopez?
Yes.
That is Mario Lopez.
As AC Slater.
I thought that was a joke when they made Sexy Colonel.
No, that's real. And he talks about how he found the 11 herbs and spices and loves.
He didn't make that. He didn't get pop until he was like 50 or 60, I think.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
but
a good
why
story.
Did you put a young-ass six-pack motherfucker in a wig? Why did you just get an old man, an old Latin man?
I think they just say 11 herbs and spices because 11 has the perfect amount of syllables. Like saying three herbs,
16,
three herbs and spices
five,
don't make the
six,
seven herbs and spices would have hit, too, though.
Seven herbs.
11 is the perfect... Boy, 11 herbs and spices?
11 herbs.
What are they? Time.
Then
that make it sound like somebody colored, like seasoned it. Because if it was three seasonings, you'd be like, I was a white person, salt, pepper.
She did say colored.
Melissa, when we lived in Washington, she worked at a bank, I believe in Puyallup, which is like kind of a suburb of Tacoma. Old white lady came and saw her, and these people she lived in a farm.
Oh, I heard this story.
Yeah, I don't know if I told Lou.
Uh-uh.
But she told her, you are such a beautiful colored girl. And Melissa was like, thank you.
Yep, when the age slip out that slight racism.
You were
from a different time.
No.
Yeah, my grandma is like that.
Did she?
Yeah. You'll be having like a regular conversation. Be like, yeah, maybe. And then the Orientals out there are like, oh, so. Hey. Let's ring it in. I get it. You're from a different time.
The Orientals.
Oriental used to be the blue flavor of noodles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they changed it, though. They changed that flavor. Because
they got woke?
it's offensive to everybody but the rug industry.
They have ruined that word for me.
What is the rug now?
No, I'm saying the rug industry doesn't mind Oriental. You can still have an Oriental rug.
Yeah.
That's cold-blooded, though.
Everywhere else.
Yeah, they changed it to soy sauce.
Somebody just typed it in. It's called soy sauce.
Hey, that's what Oriental flavor was? Soy sauce?
Soy sauce.
I don't think it was
here.
Soy sauce. They just tasted
that. They just played it safe.
By the way, we had ramen in Japan one time, and it did not dawn on me that what we were eating...
The packet?
We were eating a poor version of that. Because the real ramen is so much.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Like, the derivative of black folks, boy.
It's a soup meal.
Yeah.
It's
you want to put an egg in there?
You
didn't know that.
Pork.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, niggas was doing that.
Egg.
We was doing
I ain't never seen nobody
stuff.
Put no egg in it.
My daughter
egg.
Does it.
Yeah, egg.
I never seen that.
But she's a K-pop kid.
She's a K-pop kid. My daughter is big into Asian culture.
Yeah,
but
nah.
Mainly Korean culture. Like, she can speak it, type it, text it.
Korean?
All of it. Yes, her text board is in
it?
All Korean.
What?
Did she take that or she just picked up on her
she
own?
She learned it from YouTube. She taught herself Korean from YouTube. She knows the words to the song. They just, she just went to their concert, BTS concert, on Monday.
Here?
Yeah.
And she was singing in Korean?
Yeah.
Really?
That motherfucker know it all. Yeah, can't figure out how to take the trash out, but you learned one of the most difficult languages in the world.
Learned Korean alone.
I don't know what it meant. Take the motherfucking trash out.
I need to.
Here's something in English.
And she hit me with Korean. Nah, motherfucker, you're not slick.
Before we go off the subject, I have a question for y'all. If your nutritionist said, hey, you're addicted to one food based on what you eat currently, what would they be like?
Pizza.
All right.
Pizza and coochie.
Coochie for show.
Oh,
coochie for show, for show.
They got to take my life or they took that from me. I'll die.
Ain't no rehab.
I'll die eating it.
Rehab is more coochie eating.
Mm-hmm.
What do I eat a lot?
What's
of?
Second place?
No, not what you eat. Not people eat your coochie. I'm talking about what you're doing.
People don't eat your coochie.
Kev got a coochie.
No.
You trying to put it on here?
Hey.
You already have a coochie.
That was too easy. Man,
hey, pull your underwear out.
Kev got some big old lips, so they be just.
That's what Kev got the lube for. So you can slide in easier.
His fat lips.
Wait.
His big old fat lips.
Hanging out them cloudy
what,
shorts.
What would you be? What kind of
his beef curtains.
What kind of food
you
are you doing?
He got cloudy shorts?
He got, he got his little beef curtains sticking out. You have a roast beef sandwich under there? It's your coochie.
You tried it. He switched it so fast.
It's your coochie. So, like, probably me, it'd probably be Chick-fil-A.
Trying to get back to
Chick-fil-A
it.
Mexican food.
Get it off of his coochie.
Mexican food is amazing. We were talking about this yesterday.
Burritos.
Rome was saying, outside, he was like, soul food is number five of his favorite foods.
It's low on the totem pole. Huh?
Yeah.
Same.
He was saying that. What's higher than soul food?
I think Mexican food is better.
Is it better or do you enjoy it better?
I think Mexican has more things that you could eat like on a day-to-day basis. Soul food is like, I like keeping soul food to holidays and big events, but I can't be eating
once a year.
It's heavy. It's really heavy. So I think Italian, Mexican.
Italian's heavy too, though.
Yeah,
Italian
but
big heavy.
I think heavy, I think you pasta. Can. I just prefer it to soul
there
food
because
okay. I think you can. I think you can do more stuff with, like with soul food. There's like two plates.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like there's two plates that you could fill up, and it's usually like a. The same
it's
seven
repeat.
Things.
Yeah.
Just how good can you do it? You know, how good can you do fried chicken greens, mac and stuff like that? But
how can
I think
we
Italian
flip these
and
yams.
Mexican.
That's true. There's about, I mean, there's a lot more like Johnny Cakes and Brunswick stew, but it ain't stuff that most people make.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Most people got the.
We losing these recipes because all the grandmas dying and these new bitches don't know how to cook.
That's,
y'all better, that's true.
Man, when the last time you seen a young chick on Instagram post some smoked turkey legs and some beans?
I follow some fine cooks.
How old is... I really follow people that are my age. So, and they be... I don't really follow younger women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, to what they be making.
And they don't be posting. They don't know how to, like, smother no pork chops for real. They ain't
some
using, like...
Some of these women got old souls. Some
of
these women
got old souls. The ones in the South I'm not as much worried about.
From a roux?
You say what?
I done seen some gravy made from a roux after you fry pork chop or whatever, you make the gravy with it or the beef or whatever.
I wouldn't worry about today's women because they still got the big mamas. It's like the generation after that.
Yeah.
It's gonna my daughter like, going to starve for sure.
So your daughter going to be one of them ones.
She's
like,
one of the ones for sure.
She's going to be making ramen and then she's going to be like, nigga,
She don't
green.
Even like soul food. She one of those people that like don't like when her meat touches the bone. So she don't like chicken wings. She don't like ribs.
I just don't like greens touching cornbread. That's where I draw the line.
Soaking it, yeah.
And
nasty.
Greens juice be you swear you didn't get no juice.
It's seasoned good though. The
yeah,
juice.
But I don't like wet cornbread. I don't mind macaroni and yams was made to touch.
Yeah,
that's
Did
peanut
you see
butter
that
and jelly.
Pie?
What?
There was a sweet potato pie that has the macaroni on top.
Yeah.
And they bake
that's
it.
That's entirely too much.
It looked kind of good, though.
I hate
it. It looked kind of good.
Mac and cheese
world.
Is a solo artist.
Man.
There's so many chefs that, the burgers that have mac and cheese on it, that's blowing up right now. Like, I don't like mac. I feel like it should be mac and cheese. And the most you should do with it is like lobster mac or like adding one thing. I hate when they try to add.
There's a brisket mac and cheese.
I'll do that.
I'll do that.
I know
I'll
you
do that.
That's a feature, though.
We did.
It's Drake and 21 album.
One of the spots we went to on the food show, this dude had baked, he had fried chicken, and when you take a bite, it had, one of them had macaroni and cheese in it.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Greens.
That looked nasty.
The macaroni and cheese inside of a wing?
I didn't like that.
Inside of a wing?
Yeah,
I didn't like that.
Chicken, it was...
It was a stuffed chicken wing.
Well, now
that's
the soul food pot pie that I've been seeing. That's the one thing I can mix.
What's the soul food pot pie?
It's like a chicken pot pie, but like in it is like it's made with cornbread on the outside, and there's like mac and cheese and turkey and stuff in it.
Ooh,
and
greens.
What about you, Tahir? Where's soul food rank?
Maybe third.
What's beating soul food?
What is it, top five?
You know what's crazy? I really do be liking Mexican food. I didn't realize how much I did enjoy Mexican food. But
did you eat it before you moved to L.A.?
Taco Bell. That's what we had. I don't need all that heavy breathing and shit. In the hood, we had Taco Bell. We had Chinese food.
That ain't even Mexican food.
Yo, there were four Mexicans in St. Louis.
Hey, boom. That boy right there. You know what I'm saying? That
geographically,
right there.
That makes sense, though.
I would probably go Mexican, Chinese food, and then soul food.
I like Chinese food. It's just too different restaurant to restaurant.
It very much is.
You know,
well, everybody has their own variation.
I like being a local at a regular places. So when I find a good place, I usually just hit that.
Even
up for
the sauces
years.
Don't taste good. Like you can go one place, their duck sauce or soy sauce or whatever. Right. You go somewhere else, like this don't taste the same.
I admittedly like Americanized places the most because like when I found out that stuff like the burrito or like orange chicken, like all this my favorite stuff at these like other cuisines, that's all American, like stuff that we.
But you grew up eating American. Cuisines like
right,
but we
but
thought
these are
it
like
was
American
their real
remixes.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we thought General Tso's or orange chicken was.
Yeah,
see,
we thought
I didn't really grow up
China
eating American
that.
Food like
What'd
that.
What'd you grow up eating?
My parents are immigrants,
Panamanian
man.
Panamanian food.
So
what is Panamanian food?
Like rice and peas, rice and gandules.
What's gandules?
It's type of bean.
Okay.
So we do like rice and beans and goat meat, oxtail.
Goat meat?
Yeah. Goat meat is nice.
You'd open up the freezer and see some goat?
My mom would make fish head soup.
Anything goat on left side body.
It's so chewy.
What kind of soup?
Cow foot soup.
Cow?
It's like a beef soup.
Cow fat?
Cow foot. They call it cow foot soup.
Hell no.
Cow, but it is cow foot?
It has beef in it, like cow.
That's
like,
when you make up
like
a new name.
Yeah.
I don't like specific names. Like, call it something Spanish.
Somebody else said the cow foot. Yeah, Sherry Bones.
Yeah, cow foot soup is delicious.
Y'all here eating cow foot?
I wouldn't be surprised.
For breakfast, I wasn't like, I would eat like, you know, my father would eat like rice with eggs and plantain or empanadas with some eggs and
that's
sausages.
Solid breakfast.
Yeah,
empanada is undefeated.
That's my favorite thing to make. That's why I want to have a bakery where I can just make empanadas. Like
Lulu's empanadas.
Yep.
So what?
Lourdes. She got to go by Lourdes.
Mm-hmm. She do. It will sell more empanadas.
Lourdes. But
it will
be Lourdes.
Lourdes.
Lourdes. Lourdes. Lourdes.
Mm-hmm. Go by Lulu.
Soul food empanadas.
Go by Lulu.
Mix your black in there.
That's a good world.
Soul empanadas.
Soul empanadas.
Soul empanadas.
Empanadas. Empanadas.
Empanadas. That one across the LLC stage.
Empanagas. You got to be like, is that a G or a D?
Negra.
You got to take a dollar sign and put it over the I.
Empanegro.
I said this the other day too. Jamaican food.
Yes.
Is top tier. It's my favorite food. Jamaican
food. But you know what?
I would put soul food over it, though.
For Jamaican food, it's jerk chicken and it's oxtails. I don't really fuck with nothing else, though.
Bro, okay, so I used to be like that, too, right? But my Jamaican spot, one day there was out of oxtail, you know. Mm-hmm. Usually I'd be like, I'm out. If you ain't got the oxtail,
we know I have that.
Yeah.
Bro, we know I have that. I got some brown stew chicken just to see.
Uh-huh.
Nigga.
Is that
like a stewed chicken, like in Cuban food?
Yeah,
kind of.
Like
very
that chicken and onions? Yeah. Okay.
And low-key Cuban food is amazing as well.
Right. God damn.
The Cuban sandwich
but
is
you got
top
the,
tier.
But is Cuban sandwich Cuban? Or did we do that? Because that
no,
sounds
I think
like
Cuban sandwich
did.
Is Cuban. Yeah. I think it really is.
You know,
is.
I remember all those Caribbean cultures, like we're all in the same
the
pot.
Diaspora.
Yeah, so we just take out the same shit. We just like
add that's what's high on the hop.
I put Caribbean food over soul food, actually.
Yeah, because but I even curry goat was really fire. Aki and saltfish.
Yeah,
Aki and saltfish was outstanding.
Yes.
In the
wait,
past.
Is it Aki and saltfish or is it Aki saltfish?
Aki and saltfish. I think
so. It's two different things.
Yeah. I think Aki is like a fruit.
And what's saltfish?
I mean,
it's a type of fish.
I mean,
is it
a white
the type of
fish?
I thought it was how it's prepared. No?
No, it's a white fish.
It's a white fish.
It's so good.
Aki. What is Aki?
Yes.
It's like that yellow stuff, right?
It's
oh, it is
so
a fruit. Okay,
good.
It's a fruit. It's the national fruit of Jamaica.
Like we make mofongo. Mofongo is like.
Yeah, I had that in Puerto Rico.
What is that?
Mofongo?
Yeah.
So everybody calls it different. Some, like Panamanians call it mofongo. I think Puerto Ricans call it, shit. They call it something else, but not mofongo. They call it. Somebody in the chat, no.
I think it's called mofongo.
But because I know there's another.
Yeah, it's mofongo in Puerto Rico.
They call it mofongo. Okay.
Because we went to Puerto Rico a couple years ago.
Salted cod.
And I ate it.
Okay, mofongo. Cool. Like my mother makes that for me, and like I know how to make it now. It's so good.
My sister-in-law is Puerto Rican, and she makes her Spanish rice, bro. It is so good. We eat it with Thanksgiving, and you like it don't go. Mm-hmm. Like that rice don't go with Spanish rice?
Yeah. So my Thanksgivings were always different.
Gandules,
like,
it has that.
That's what I'm saying. Gandules, we do rice and gandules.
And in the bottom is burned, bagel.
What's gandules?
It's like a bean. Right? Yeah.
We call when it's still stuck to the pot, what do we call a concolon?
Remember he was Glizzy's uncle.
That means you burnt it.
It's like it stick to the pot a little bit. So
it's like the burnt edges on like a brownie.
Yeah.
Like you get the
you
hard
call
top
something
of the
different when,
yeah.
when you burn the bottom.
Just concolon, man. Hawaiian food is good. Somebody said that on Patreon. I like Hawaiian food too, but I don't know if I could eat it.
But what's Hawaiian food?
Kalua pork is really good.
Spam,
short ribs, chicken katsu, spam musubi.
A lot of spam dishes.
It's a lot of rice and meat. That's why a lot of times
I like spam.
Yeah, spam musubi.
What's it called?
Chicken katsu.
A lot of potato salad too.
Yep, poi.
Maybe like their food always has like a sweeter taste.
Everything
to
I
it.
Don't know.
I like soul food too, but to Pat's point out, I don't. I could go a month without eating a full soul food plate.
Yeah, that's
fine. We might have fried chicken. We might have macaroni.
But
might
if
have
you had
greens,
to eat
like,
that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, like I feel like there's ways to do that with Mexican. There's ways to do that with other
because
cuisines.
Because I'm leftovers
from
Thanksgiving,
tough.
You'd be like, oh,
it's
shit.
2 day max for me.
You can do like yams and rice in the morning.
Ain't nobody eating no yams and rice, yo.
Ew.
Nobody want no greens for breakfast.
That's our beans and rice.
You can do some smothered pork chops and greens for breakfast, bro.
That's a weird meal, period, but breakfast?
Boy, I know you ain't eating yams and rice again.
See, I wouldn't do no turkey and eggs. It's like,
you got greens
turkey,
in your
man.
Eggs?
Ugh. Greens and eggs?
He eating yams and rice again, Mom. No.
Yams and rice.
That's heavy, bro.
That's crazy. Dressing
go to
and milk.
Just to take a nap, my nigga. We get that nap going. You sleep.
You ain't got no microwave in elementary to warm that food up. Like,
you got to be cool with the teachers. The mature ass kids will be in the lounge. Hey, what's up, Susan?
Yes, sir.
Can I warm up my leftovers?
Warm up my ahi.
All right, next topic. We got two that are both interesting. Neither is probably enough for a full segment, so we'll split them in half.
Oh, wait, that was a good one, though. Would y'all, somebody says fish and grits breakfast?
Shrimp and grits?
Fish and grits.
I wouldn't.
I don't think I've ever had fish and grits.
You never had fish and grits?
Mm-mm. Like and I usually don't eat shrimp and grits for breakfast. I usually eat it for brunch.
Brunch.
I never had shrimp fish and grits. Catfish and grits?
Have you ever had fish and spaghetti?
That would be good.
I have catfish.
Catfish and grits
spaghetti.
Sound good.
When I was in St. Louis, or the Midwest. I was like, this ain't a thing. But it
definitely
is a
thing.
It's fantastic, too.
I like spaghetti. That's
I love
Italian.
Spaghetti. Niggas eat more spaghetti than Italian people. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all don't know about spaghetti for real. I know y'all made it, but we perfected it.
A good pot of spaghetti is just, like, it sucked as a kid, but, like, as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
That's
fire. I remember when dudes be like, come over, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, no
and
way.
And I come over and it's spaghetti.
Niggas be bold, bro. I would never.
Like, why are you about to pasta?
What do you cook? Or do you not cook for women? You don't respect him? You don't respect him? What would be your go-to thing? That
he's like Postmates.
What shows your skills off?
Oh. I've made the classic nigga stuff for girls.
Tacos,
salmon. I think the craziest thing was like crab salad or something.
You now made a different. Crab salad?
So she told somebody about that.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. You,
while you
got,
was making it, bitch, you making me a crab salad.
Whoever got crab salad absolutely told me. This nigga
inherited that recipe from my auntie.
Oh, you it's homemade crab salad?
Yeah, it's like auntie recipe too. It's fire.
Nigga,
it's
when I first was with Melissa, this is so stupid. I caught myself making breakfast.
You caught yourself?
Called myself.
Oh.
I made her waffles, pancakes,
what?
Toast.
Why make all these breads?
Bacon bacon and eggs. And she got to the table, she was like, man, that's a lot of bread.
Did you say waffles, pancakes, and toast?
But did you not know what she would want? Or you
two
just...
bread items and bread. That's your side. A bread. Here's bread with a side of bread.
It's
and
a
dessert
sweet bread,
bread.
A sweet bread, dry bread.
Dessert, and then beer to wash it down.
You
so
gave her the worst yeast infection ever.
Bacon and eggs and three breads. And she literally was like, man, you could just probably did one of these. the most confusing thing is she said, why would you make waffles and pancakes?
Right. That was what I and they
were
started.
Egg, wait, so you put in a waffle maker?
No, Eggo waffle.
Is that how your breakfast when you were alone... goes.
He's like, he ate waffles,
it out of a trough. He put it all together.
You play a bread bingo.
It's like, I never noticed a difference. Just throw it all in there.
You're just cutting up all those breads. Eat it with no fork.
That's a trough. That's where the pigs eat.
I know what a trough is.
They don't eat forks.
I would have a...
That's what you invited, Melissa. Just throw your head in here.
You can get grazed how much you want.
You came up like you're not gonna eat that.
Hey, Melissa's.
Kev, your own thing.
Kev, your farmer's calling you.
You're supposed to go wee all the way home.
Oh, your farmer said you should have let people know you were having company. Tell him after troughing.
Kev, I thought you was going to. So,
that visual is so foul.
You just brought everything out on plates and was like, eh.
Just throw the plate in there too.
His ears going to.
This nigga said you put it on plates just to dump it. Why did you just do that?
It had like parsley and stuff on it, designs.
Come up only to take a shot of syrup. He just drink.
It's in a glass.
He looks up, Melissa's gone.
Oh well.
Where's this trough at? In the living room?
Nah, it's on the windowsill. You have to stand up and eat.
That shit's out back.
Niggas going crazy. Keep them coming, bartender.
There's two candles about the trough. Your side's over there.
Mrs. Butterworth just chilled in the refrigerator. Takes it out like, oh, yeah.
This is a 2021 Mrs. Butterworth from Ralph.
Just pour it in the trough.
This is before it became pale mirror.
No, this is a vintage Aunt Jemima original packaging before it just became... Whatever,
it's two wine glasses. Throws that in.
You can pass that. I ate the plate. Eat the plate too. Pour some in. It's good for your bones.
Puts the napkin in.
Nigga, taking the napkin out of me. Like,
what am I doing?
I like this.
I'm not gonna laugh anymore.
My back of my head hurts.
Waffles, pancakes,
and bread.
I didn't make her breakfast for like 3 years after that. I was so embarrassed because I wanted it to be good. I wanted her to.
You
be
wanted like buffet, right? Like pick
did
whatever you
eat
choose.
All of the breads.
I went to town. It didn't even cross my mind as weird until she brought it up. I was like,
You thought it was normal.
But I was like, I tried to defend myself. I was like, first of all, it's not the same. Jelly goes on the toast, so it ain't even like. The waffles and the pancakes, I'll give you that, but they got different textures.
I think
I make really good pancakes. Up.
You were this close to doing French toast. That's all three.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna French toast. All three of them.
French toast is too hard to make.
Bread bingo.
That is mid. French toast is mid.
No way.
French toast is one of those things that is done right. It is the best.
Amazing.
It is so often not done right.
I make amazing French toast.
I don't even order it because when it's a bad pancake, there's only so bad it can be.
Nah.
French toast can be
I've
really
had some bad.
Bad
pancakes.
I've
but
had
the
some
worst French toast you have is way worse than the worst pancake you've ever
waffle,
had.
Waffle, I feel like, is top tier. A good waffle is better than a good French toast and a good pancake. A bad pancake, like the limp, wet ones, those are trash. But French toast is just, even when it's at its best.
I don't agree.
It's got eggs in
that.
It. So?
If it's done right, a French toast is fantastic.
Yeah. Especially on the right bread.
Just
a brioche piece of bread.
It's got eggs in it. That's off the breakfast.
Brioche
right there.
French toast is the best.
That is the best.
Brioche French toast. There's a restaurant in San Francisco called Mama's, I believe. And they make nigga, it's a French toast sandwich. Monte Cristo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was amazing.
Ham.
In the middle?
French toast.
And is it like jelly in there
cheese,
or something?
Cheese, the syrup.
Jam on it, and then they sprinkled the white, was the powdered sugar on it too?
I heard that was real good.
It's so good, but I've had so many bad French toasters. Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
Texas toast be good too.
Brioche changed the bread game. Brioche is like top tier. Brioche potato bread?
Is this a new bread that came out? Is Brioche showing
it's like 10 years in the game by now.
It's like 10? Brussels sprouts. It can't, like, been around, but it's been more popular the last 10 years.
It got a
brioche,
TikTok.
It make regular sandwich stuff on brioche bread feel like the sandwich is better.
Right.
Mm. Or croissant. Croissant make a good sandwich, too.
Or King's Hawaiian rolls.
Like a good ham and turkey. I mean, yeah, like...
Any croissant sandwiches you should choose over whatever else
you
have.
I'm not having BLT on a croissant.
What?
I love it.
I hate BLT.
Tuna salad?
Yeah.
Wow. Chicken
bacon, salad? Bacon ain't a
standalone meat for sandwiches.
You crazy.
Bacon ain't a standalone meat.
You gotta get extra bacon, baby.
Wait, what is
bacon BLT, is a standalone.
We get extra bacon.
I feel like it's too... I don't like tomatoes either. So bacon is not strong enough.
I had a BLT recently. It was like a bacon sandwich.
Yeah,
I feel that. It should be like with a like bacon and a burger, or bacon and turkey, bacon and chicken.
Y'all ain't doing it right. You got to get that BLT with a little mayo on it. Okay?
I like mayo. It ain't left over from the tomato.
Right? Hold on. Right? Hit me out. Put that bacon on there. Slice of cheese. Thinly cut tomato. Slice of cheese. More bacon. Mayo.
How much bacon are you putting on?
Don't worry about that.
How much cheese did you put on?
You just put on two slices. So
that was basically eating bacon with toast.
And cheese.
Yo, there's cheese on your BLT?
Yeah, put some cheese on that.
That ain't BLCT.
Hey, man. It's what you want it to be.
BLT.
If you pay, they're going to do whatever the fuck you ask them to do.
My son loves BLTs. Melissa makes BLTs for Zeze all the time.
I love it.
I've never made one by myself, ever.
And that's good. You shouldn't have to.
If I make bacon, I probably just eat it right after it comes out of the skillet.
All day bacon.
All day bacon, man.
Well, there's a restaurant in the South. I can't remember what it's called, but they have something called millionaire bacon or $1 million bacon. And it's like bacon, thick cut bacon. And they like cover it in pancake syrup. And then they bring it to you and it just be like, all pancake syrup.
It's just bacon with syrup on it?
They probably in the kitchen was like, do me.
That sounds like regular ass bacon.
Make me candy, millionaire bacon.
I wonder if you take bacon and dip it into like pancake mix, and then fry it. And then
you never had pancake bacon?
I've never heard of this.
I thought I just made this up.
I thought you did too.
There's a song on Adventure Time, making pancakes, bacon pancakes, and they made it a thing. You cook the bacon first.
Yeah.
And then you pour the pancake sauce around it, and then you flip it, and it's basically like a strip
the
of...
The batter? You talking about batter?
That's
or
what
batter.
I'm saying. Like, if you the take batter. The bacon...
You put syrup on that?
Yeah, and it's basically
like a long pancake in
bacon.
Nothing new under the sun, Lou.
Damn. I was going to sell that.
That's not something they sell at a Texas fair.
Mm.
But there's also pancakes and waffles that they just put bacon in the mix, and they'll give you the whole thing with the bacon in it.
Sweet and salty.
Oh...
You could ruin that, though. I had one that just had one strip of bacon, and the rest of the waffle was regular. So it just looked like a waffle that had, like, a bacon tips coming out of it.
So lazy. That's weird.
So lazy.
No, I want the bacon dipped in the...
I want the infusion.
Infusion is where it's at. Mm-hmm. All right. Pick your poison before we go. Pretend you're a cat and give a stranger a tongue bath once a year. Or forget your significant other's birthday every year.
This wizard's ridiculous.
Every year?
Significant other is someone you love and spend a lot of time with.
Forget them. forget their birthday, yeah.
You didn't even say the birthday. Forget them.
But think about it.
That's not even the question. I don't want to remember who you are.
After 3 years, they're going to be like, oh, this is a thing. You know, you're probably just going to have to rough it out a few years. You got to lick a nigga down every year.
Or niggas.
Wait, what was that one?
Cat,
it was a stranger. It don't have to be a man.
Oh, no. When I said nigga for me is
universal.
Yeah. I use that universal. It's interchangeable, you know?
It's like guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I'm not even trying. I don't want to lick nobody down, but I feel like forgetting somebody, you might get some shit.
No, because you know why? That he like when it's like he's going to forget my birthday, or I forget their birthday, right?
You forget their birthday every year.
So then fuck around, he going to forget mine, and then I don't get shit. Like, I don't like that.
Well,
celebrate
me. And they get the present.
Here's the loophole. Be like, I'm a belated birthday type of person. So you forget every year, but the next day you always have something fire planned. And then you don't gotta lick nobody.
I accept this loophole.
I like that. I'm going with that loophole.
I wouldn't lick the stranger though. I couldn't.
You
I,
wouldn't?
I would.
Why?
You don't. You all you buy is lube. What strangers you licking?
You gotta. Right. You gotta clean their butthole.
Where is this adventurous Kev coming from?
This ain't cleaning.
All the way. All their whole body. That means armpits, butthole.
People don't wash.
Gooch.
Gooch. Is
belly
tough.
Button. You gotta get in the belly ear. Button.
But I got to go to Melissa every year and forgot her birthday.
But the next day you could like live it up.
But she gonna be mad.
You'd rather go to her every year smelling like another woman or man all in your face,
all in your mouth,
just the mouth. Well, coughing I mean, I think it might balls. Be all over you. Yeah. Cause what if they sweat on you?
So one night a year you turn into a cat. And then
no, it says pretend you a cat.
Pretend you. So you gotta use.
So
your
you
tongue.
Just in there regular.
So
outfit.
You in there with a regular meow. Ass outfit like. Mm-hmm. Meow.
It's December 3rd. Yeah.
Ooh, a light.
And then you have to lick their body like a cat, mm-hmm. like a cat. And they're like whole body.
And they're like start with the feet this year.
Oh.
Like, hey man, get it out of the way.
Fuck I'll
it.
Be so thirsty.
That's what you were about.
Go to that bowl. Go to that bowl.
Yeah, go to that you got bowl. A bowl.
You gotta
lay
up.
You got
a toilet.
Go to trough.
Yeah, that's a toilet.
Okay, come on.
But you
man.
Also got to talk to him. So you like drink from the water and be like, all right, turn around.
I'm sorry, Liz. I'm sorry. I'll just have to deal with your wrath.
Yep. Yeah.
Your wrath going to last a week. The nightmares from the sponge bath is going to be
it won't
be
even last a week tongue because bath. If you pull off a great joint the next day, she going to forget about that you forgot yesterday.
Yeah,
you, nah, you
gotta,
would never forget.
You just got to call in all
the
papers.
You know how black people, women be about their birthdays?
They were like, in friendships over missing birthdays.
Man, and nothing going to hit the same when you done forgot. It's all, the worst gift is better on the day if you remember. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you completely forget their birthday and you try to scramble.
They dance out to you like, what's up? You know what today is? And you're like, what, Tuesday?
A shit day for traffic, I tell you that. I was on the 405 for 3 hours.
You have something planned every year on their birthday that's not, has nothing to do with
it. That's what I'm saying. Because if you forget totally, that means they know it's their birthday.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You wake up, you're like, I'm going to the gym.
Bye.
And you're like,
I'm working late.
Yeah.
Like, I got to shoot.
She's going to be living.
Now, wait. Here's the thing. Because it's really hard to forget somebody's day all day, especially your significant other. Is it that you forget it for the entire day or you forget it at the top of the day?
All day.
Because
all day.
You have to scramble.
All day.
All
that's
day.
Hilarious. They're like, it's my birthday. And they're like, hmm? No, I'm trying to tell you, can you do something for my birthday? What did you say? You just keep forgetting. Oh, it's your birthday. That's happy birthday.
Tomorrow's like,
right,
happy birthday to
it doesn't
you.
Click.
Belated.
It never clicks. That's even worse.
It don't click
because
until the
even
last second.
I was born on this day.
Yeah, because even though the next day she's going to be like, man, you only doing this shit because you fucked up anyway. This ain't from the
That's
heart.
That's what I'm
right?
saying.
I'm like, you're right.
They ain't from the
you're
heart. Right.
That's what's going to get you killed.
Yeah.
Is you forgot. It's not going to. You could buy her a car, a Rolls Royce.
Then she gonna go on live and be like, look, y'all, he ain't shit.
Right.
He trying to make up for this. So he bought me a Range Rover. I'll take that bitch back, too.
Hey, don't embarrass me.
But y'all are comedians. You can make it seem like it was a prank the next day.
But then you doing this shit every year.
The joke don't hit to her.
Boat.
This is what I have learned in life. Comedian does not help in your relationship or therapy. I be bombing in therapy.
Yeah, trying to make the therapist laugh?
Yeah. Her jokes be
hitting,
though.
Wait, but why you be trying to make the therapist laugh?
I'm uncomfortable.
That's the
it's
problem.
It's a
after every
defense
joke,
mechanism.
She's just like, is this you dealing with this?
Nigga, that's the worst. You pop a joke off and she was like, what makes you think humor is appropriate here?
Try to pop a joke.
Now
she
go
like this.
All of that has happened.
Mm.
That is worse than bombing.
Yeah, it's like.
Because you got an audience of one and they're not liking the joke and then they're asking you why you told that joke.
Right.
Mm. Like, why would you choose this moment?
Hilarious.
Interesting.
What about your inner child thought?
What trauma made you tell that joke? Damn, I didn't know.
Do you hold an invisible microphone too?
No, I just be like, I'd be like, and you know, my dad wasn't in my life. That has brought up a lot of pain in your life.
Uh-huh.
Why would you choose laughter now? You're like, well, no,
what am
man.
I supposed to do?
You're supposed to laugh when
you
I
like,
say
that.
You
like, is the lights on?
I always act like the Zoom got messed up when I bomb in therapy.
Give it up for the ladies.
Yeah.
Any single ladies.
Sagittarius in the house. Sagittarius.
Yeah, me.
Is that really your sign?
That's funny.
Do y'all know anything past your main sign?
Nigga, I found out there was like three other signs.
Yeah,
yeah they
like,
tried to
like,
change my sign.
I was like, what's your sign, Virgo? And they're like, what's your rising sign?
What?
Oh, your what house is your second
moon
in?
What? I don't know.
I was like, you sound like a witch.
I didn't know what that
I think was drunk because she don't remember the name of the hospital that she had me in.
And she don't remember what time.
It was PetSmart Memorial, wasn't it?
Memorial?
That's where they... I thought they told you.
PetSmart Memorial?
Wasn't that... Because remember that you had came in that...
Cedar Chip Sinai?
Barkdale Hospital?
The hospital beds are just Cedar Chips. Welcome to Cedar Chip Sinai. Here's your little water dropper.
Hey. Hey, yo.
Here's your serving of pellets when you check in. Here's yours. Call the waitress if you need more water.
The pellets in those little pill things.
Take two pellets now. If you have more pain and hunger, call for another two pellets.
This therapy is just a wheel. All right, baby steps. Baby steps.
He's walking.
Baby step. Baby step. He's molting, guys.
There's nothing I can do with this from a sitting.
How many from his litter was born?
But I got all of you.
He's
assholes.
The smallest in his litter, but he's got spunk.
I ain't never been the smallest in the litter. That much I... Me and Kim gonna make sure of that. We ain't the smallest in the litter.
Don't bring me back in.
Kim was the show born at a hospital.
Mommy, can you tell me a bedtime story? Yes, sweetheart.
Once upon a... Why was the first few there words was a in little... English? You know, just to reel you in.
Once upon a...
There was a little... And his dream was to...
and the sled to nowhere went.
I'm full human. I'm not following this shit.
One of the words in the book was just
to him was the blade of gerbils. The full human and a gerbil. He can walk on his hind legs
and drinks water through a regular bottle.
Unite the races. Go ahead to here.
Unite the races?
You're different than all of us.
We run on a wheel, but they run on a treadmill. It goes straight.
Wow.
We run in circles. You see how the man tried to keep us down?
My followers.
They all got on backpacks.
He got a sword out front.
It's a sport.
Guinea pigs.
It's a sport.
Chipmunks. Gerbils. We are usually divided.
It's just the L-shape that locks those cages.
We are free.
I'll show you how to do it.
Get out of there. Free yourselves.
He no longer has to be the pets of suburban white children.
We can drive Kias. We do hip hop.
We can listen to EDM.
Rise up.
They're trying to keep you in a wheel.
We could be
They're trying to
stars.
Keep you in a circle. Think outside the wheel.
We have
they
heroes.
Already have us in a cage in our minds.
Y'all know how big your cage is. How big it is. Next time I see you selling incense, I'm going to flip your whole fucking table. You earthy asshole.
Oh, man.
My smells.
Heck, like.
My smells. Oh, no, my smells. My 30 pack of incense for $10.
God damn, that was good.
My sense.
Box out that motherfucker. Well, I was getting jumped.
My early. Sense.
God damn.
All this nigga said was, I was born in a hospital. All of this happened.
Nigga to here is like, y'all eating regular pellets. I got brisket pellets.
He's like, brisket pellets.
Flavored pellets.
I call them brelets. I got smoked hickory. Y'all just eating factory stuff.
Y'all
man.
Think that's all we have?
This whole time of thing
going,
in the world.
Keep going. You ain't gonna make it to your son's game.
Our cousin Alvin been in a movie. Nigga,
chipmunk.
We are rescue rangers.
Gerbils ain't never had no cartoon. Oh. Y'all gonna let chipmunks and squirrels dominate?
Rats aren't looking like it, man. About time, y'all.
Rats?
About, yeah, they like...
No, not you guys. Ew.
Gotta draw the line somewhere.
That's ew. Hilarious. Whoa. Like, oh, no. Everybody hates rats.
Gerbils.
The
prairie
cutest,
dogs.
The cutest. The cutest.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Welp. Let's do more. So the big... All right, this has been another episode of Songs on the Internet with today's guest, Patrick Cloud.
That's all it took.
To hear more Lulu Gonzalez, we will see you guys next time. Listen to us wherever podcasts are found. And for our furry friends,
gotta sign out for the hamsters. It's gonna be their favorite episode.
This episode is brought to you by Chewy.com. It's like the Amazon of pets.
Brought to you by Kia.
Monty ain't never tasted one. You know you eat them. So just cut it out.
Sage me eating this.
Well.
All right, we'll see y'all next time.
Man.